بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind from Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa, from them the rest of mankind spread, increased, and families were formed, societies and communities were formed. And the human being by nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being in such a way that a human being wants to live in a society. A human being is a social being. Allah, this is the nature of a human being. Very, very rarely do we find any human who wants to live in complete solitude without any interaction with other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this into the nature of a human being. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refers to the huquq and the rights we ask of each other. In the verse of the Quran I just read, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning what you ask in His name in terms of the rights you ask of other people. Wal-arham, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in kinship. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the severance of family ties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a great importance on society and also family relations and how we interact with each other. If we were to say that a community, a strong community, has a strong family structure, which is quite true, then maintaining these ties of kinship is even more important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us rules and certain etiquettes that we need to follow if we want to uphold these ties of kinship and if we want to uphold these rights of other people. Very often we hear about the huququllah. In the month of Ramadan, we've all performed our salah, fasted, we've performed taraweeh, we recited the Quran. All these things, with this we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These rights are in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there are those relations which relate to other human beings, which relate to mankind. And if we don't uphold these relations and we don't uphold these huquq, these rights, then we can't enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't promise us Jannah just for worshipping Him. Similarly, just as we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to be mindful of the rights of other people, the rights of our family members, the rights of our parents, how we treat our parents, how we treat our siblings, how we treat our relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed great importance on this. And when we look at this issue of kinship or upholding family ties, it's not something specific to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it in a human being as its nature. So when we look at other communities, they also acknowledge this importance. In the Jahiliyyah, they also acknowledge the importance of upholding these ties of kinship. They were very tribal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he first received revelation from Jibreel alaihi salam in the cave of Hira, we know the story, and he was in a state of shock. He returned home. His wife Khadija radiallahu anha, one of the first things she said to him was, Wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada, إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disgrace you. Why? إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ, Why? Because you maintain ties of kinship. So even they understood the importance of the ties of kinship. We know the story of Fath Makkah, the conquering of Makkah. At that time, Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he was repeating some words and he was saying that Al-Yawm, Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of slaughter. Why? Because they had put up with such abuse at the hands of the Quraysh, at the hands of the Kuffar in Makkah, that this was a time for their revenge. This is how he felt. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the words of Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he replied, no. Al-yawma yawmul marhama. Today is the day of mercy. And we know the story where the Muslims, they conquered Makkah, they entered Makkah, and many of those, they were relatives of the Muhajirun, those who had traveled to Makkah, to Medina, including the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were their relatives. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? Idhabu fa antum at-tulaqa. That go, you're all free. He forgave everybody. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite all the abuse and despite everything he had put up with, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgave them completely. There was no revenge, nothing to take back. When we look at ourselves and our lives and how we treat each other, we need to think to ourselves, what causes differences amongst us? Many a times, very trivial matters, very small issues, something that happens and it goes on for days and we bring up other things. I recall a story once I heard about somebody, two relatives they met, or they spoke to each other, and one of them said, you know, you, after such a long time, you've decided to meet me. What's wrong with you? Why don't you speak to me often? This was their last conversation. They did not speak for the rest of their life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith that la yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fawqa thalath. It is not permissible for a Muslim to turn his back on his brother for more than 3 days. If he was to die in that state, then he would enter the fire. Just imagine, Shaytan might tell you to perform salah. Shaytan might even wake you up for tahajjud. However, if Shaytan knows that you have deserted your brother, you've turned your back on your brother, you're refusing to respond to his salam, or you're both refusing to do salam to each other, that's what makes Shaytan happy. That is what Shaytan is looking forward to. Why? Because he knows that you're going to enter the fire if you were to pass away. This is how important it is that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our ties of kinship. When these differences occur amongst us, they might be serious causes, they might be trivial causes. However, what Shaytan does is that he digs up the past. He brings about all the reasons that we can think of from the past. You know, even the 50 pence that this person borrowed off you from 5 years ago, and it's now worthless because of inflation. You know, you might think to yourself that I've been paying zakat on it for the past 4 years as well. Even this Shaytan will bring up. Every single small reason that Shaytan can dig up, he will make you think about that reason. And quite naturally, you will play into his hands. And all these reasons, even though the cause might have been just one thing, all these things will now be made an issue. So if somebody is trying to resolve the matter, you will mention all these different reasons, all these different causes. Everything is going to be an issue. However, in reality, it's just one small thing that caused a dispute between these two people. We learn in the story of Hassan rahimahullah. Hassan was the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, the son of Hassan. His father was called Hassan as well. He had a dispute with his cousin, Ali ibn Hussein. Ali, the son of Hussein, who was the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of Ali radiallahu anhu. These two cousins, they had a dispute. And quite naturally, they both went their own ways, not speaking to each other. Ali, rahimahullah, it occurred to him that, you know, this is no good. It's not doing me any good. And how long am I going to stay like this? So he went and knocked on his cousin's door. Now, if we were to do that, then, you know, we might think that this is going to be a bigger dispute. It's going to turn ugly. However, he knocked on his cousin's door. And he just said two things to him. إِن كُنْتُ مُخْطِئًا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِي. If I'm at fault, may Allah forgive me. وَإِن كُنْتَ مُخْطِئًا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If you're at fault, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. This was the end of their dispute. His cousin hugged him, and they were back to what they were before. Whereas in this day and age, if we look at ourselves, our disputes, our feuds or enmity go on for much longer. They go on for days on end, if not years. Sometimes relatives, they don't speak to each other. And not only that, but they tell those under them, so their children, their siblings, they tell those who are under them, their wives, that, you know, so and so, don't you dare speak to him. I have a problem with him. This causes an even bigger problem. So not only are you not speaking to that person, but your children now are not speaking to that person, and they're not speaking to those their children. So it becomes a bigger problem and a bigger issue. When we look at ourselves, it's quite simple that we only need to address our ego and our pride. The Prophet ﷺ, he went through so much hardship at the hands of Quraysh. We haven't put up with any type of hardship to that extent. The Prophet ﷺ, the hardship he went through, and then he forgave the people of Makkah. If we were to think to ourselves, the small hardship, it might be just a misunderstanding. If we swallow our pride and we forgive and forget, this is what will be best for us. If we don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he not only promises us the fire, but these disputes might continue even after we've passed away. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created creation, when he created everything, ar-rahim, so kinship stood up. According to some narrations, kinship grabbed onto the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, kinship is not a physical thing, but it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can turn something into a physical form. So the hadith mentions that kinship complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of severing the ties of kinship, severing its own ties, it being severed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded that, does it not please you that I, as in Allah, asil man wasalak, I will enjoin and maintain ties with the person who maintains your ties, as in the ties of kinship. Wa aqta'u man qata'ak, and I break the ties with that person who breaks kinship. So kinship said yes, of course. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went on to mention to the Sahaba that if you want, read the verse of the Quran. The verse of the Quran, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, that perhaps you would, if you turned your backs, you would cause corruption in the earth, and you would break the ties of kinship. وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ, that those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them. It's those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then made them blind, and he has made them deaf. This is the punishment of breaking ties of kinship. The punishment of ties, breaking the ties of kinship, is very severe. And we can't be on the sidelines when it comes to kinship. So very often we hear people who have a dispute with each other. It's not my fault, it's his fault. He's the one that did such and such a thing. He's the one that said such and such a thing. I didn't do anything. I'm just, you know, I'm ignoring him. That's the civilized thing to do, isn't it? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith, "Laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi," that the one who maintains ties of kinship is not the one who does things in return. Because this attitude of ours is that he did something wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. Yes, you have. By you not making amends is you doing something wrong. When it comes to kinship, not doing anything is doing something wrong. Very often we impose upon ourselves things that we observe from others. So if somebody does something good to us, then we will do good to them. If somebody does something bad to us, we will do bad to them. This attitude is in essence following somebody else's actions. Somebody else's manners, somebody else's akhlaq, we are adopting. When in reality, the akhlaq and the manners that we're supposed to be adopting is that which has been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has taught, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِرِ, that the wasil, the one who maintains ties of kinship, is not the one who does things in exchange. Is not the one who does things that have been done to him. No. If somebody gives you a gift and you give them a gift back, that's not maintaining ties of kinship. If somebody says something good to you and you say something good back, that's not maintaining ties of kinship. وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلَ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِيمُهُ وَصَلَهَا, that the one who maintains ties of kinship is the one where the other person is actively breaking these ties while you are maintaining them, you're upholding them. There's a sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained that my relatives, they actively break the ties of kinship, the family relations. I'm gentle with them, I'm good to them, but they're in return, they're harsh to me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied that if indeed it is as you're saying, then your good conduct, your good character towards them, it's as if you are throwing upon them hot ash. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you keep on doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in what you're doing. This is how important it is to maintain ties of kinship, even when the other relatives or the person with whom there's enmity, they actively break these ties of kinship. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the father of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha is the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a time in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when people had slandered Aisha radiallahu anha. People had questioned her honor, her chastity. And this is the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And from these people who slandered her was a person called Misbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed verses in the Quran to explain that Aisha radiallahu anha is innocent. This is very famously known as the story of Ifk. People had slandered Aisha radiallahu anha, fabricated stories, and it was the talk of the town. One of the people who had slandered her was Misbah. Misbah was the first cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he used to spend on Misbah. He used to give him money. Why? Because Misbah was a poor man, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, being his cousin, was spending on him. This is one of the best forms of charity, by the way. When a person gives his charity, ideally he should give from his good wealth, but even when he's giving charity, he should start with his relatives. And giving charity to the relatives, to the poor relatives, this is also a form of maintaining these ties of kinship. Anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he used to spend on Misbah. However, when he heard that Misbah had slandered Aisha radiallahu anha, he took an oath that he will never provide for Misbah. He will not give him anything. He will not assist him financially. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed the verse of the Quran. And Aisha radiallahu anha, He told Aisha radiallahu anha this as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed the verse of the Quran. وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That those people of dignity and wealth, they should not take an oath against providing and giving to their relatives and the poor, and also the muhajireen, the emigrants from Makkah to Medina, the emigrants in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should not take an oath not to give these people anything. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. In fact, they should overlook, they should pardon. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Why should a person do this? Would you not love it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he broke this oath. And it's reported that he said, of course I would love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive me. And from there on, he said he would provide for Misbah as long as he would live. This was the akhlaq and the conduct of the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. This is what we need to bring into our lives. Bring into our lives that whenever there's a dispute within the family, whenever we have some animosity or hatred toward a relative, then it is our duty that we maintain these ties of kinship. It is our duty, regardless of what the response is from the other person, it is our duty that we are good to them. أحسن من أساء إليك. Be good to the one who is bad to you. This is what Islam teaches us. And if we don't do this, we've come across the hadith where we're promised the fire. And the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith, when he quotes the verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed these people. Cursed the people who do not uphold the ties of kinship. So it is our duty that we maintain these ties of kinship. We might, alhamdulillah, throughout this month of Ramadan, we have strengthened our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when it comes to rights of the fellow human beings, the rights of our relatives, we also need to correct our intentions and we need to maintain these rights. We need to uphold these rights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do these things in return, if somebody is good to me, I'll be good to them. If somebody gives me something, I'll give them something. Then we have a problem with our intention. Our intention is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, in our culture and some other cultures as well, we have some very bad customs. Very often, we have a custom where if somebody invites us, only then will we invite them. If somebody invites us to a wedding, then we will invite them to a wedding from our family. If somebody doesn't invite us, we're not going to invite them. We're so bad, astaghfirullah, that we go to the extent of whether somebody brought us a gift to that invitation of a wedding and how much they gave, if it was money. If they gave nothing, then when we go to their wedding invite, we're not going to give anything. Or in fact, we will give exactly the same amount that we received. This goes completely against the Islamic concept of maintaining the ties of kinship. Why? Because we're doing things in return. We're not doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't be rewarded for this gift that we give or this invitation that we extend to them. If we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it doesn't matter how or what the other person's conduct is or what the other person did to us or gave us. It is what we are doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. May He give us the ability to uphold these rights. May He give us the ability to maintain our family ties. And may He bring about harmony in our families and our relations. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.
मौलाना माशाल्लाह अरबी भी बहुत बेहतरीन सिखाते हैं, उनसे भी फ़ायदा उठाना चाहिए। बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। या वदूद या वदूद या दिल अरशल मजीद या मुब्दू या मनी या फ़ाल लिमा युरीद नसअलु का बिनूरी वजीक अल्लज़ी मा ला अरकान अरशल नसअलु का बिकुदरतिक अल्लज़ी क़द्दरत बिहाज़ा ज़मी ख़ल्क़िक नसअलु का बिरहमतिक वसीता कुल शय ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत या मुगीस वगीसना या मुगीस वगीसना। اللهم إنك مليك مقتدر ما تشاء من أمر يكون وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم اللهم إنا نسألك بأننا نشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم على سبيل कबीरा छोटे बड़े गुनाहों को माफ़ फरमा, दिन के उजाले में रात के अंधेरे में भूल से जानबूझकर जितनी नाफरमानी अल्लाह माफ़ फरमा। ए अल्लाह रमज़ान मुबारक के महीने के अंदर जो कुछ इबादत की इताअत की सदका खैरात किया अल्लाह उसको कबूल फरमा। ए अल्लाह आखिरी ये चंद अय्याम बाकी है, ए अल्लाह उसको गुजरे हुए दिनों से अच्छी तरह गुजारने की अल्लाह इबादत करने की आपसे ताल्लुक हासिल करने की अल्लाह तौफीक नसीब फरमा। याहमरिन याहमिन आपके महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने 1400 साल पहले ये अल्लाह ही फरमाया था कि आमिर की निशानियों में से कि साल महीने जैसा लगेगा और महीना हफ्ते जैसा लगेगा और हफ्ता दिन जैसा लगेगा। या रहमान रहीमीन या रहमान रहीम वो ज़माना आ गया है, देखते ही देखते ही के अंदर ये अल्लाह ही किस तरह रमजान मुबारक का महीना चला गया पता भी नहीं चला। ए अल्लाह वक्त की कदर करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। या अल्लाह हमारी इस मस्जिद के अंदर बहुत सारे उलमा आए, ए अल्लाह उर्दू के अंदर इंग्लिश के अंदर बहुत सारी दीन की बातें बतलाई, ए अल्लाह उनके आने को कबूल फरमा, उनके जो हिदायत की उस पर अमल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। या अल्लाह इसी तरीके से हमारे आज के इस मेहमान ने मौलाना सोबान ने जो बातें की ए अल्लाह उसके ऊपर हमें अमल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, अमली ज़िंदगी के अंदर लाने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। या रहमान रहीमीन या रहमान रहीमीन ये जो कुछ दिन का काम कर रहे हैं ए अल्लाह उनके दादा के लिए दादी अम्मा के लिए उनको सदका जारिया बनाइए। या रहमान रहीमीन या रहमान रहीमीन जितने हुफ्फाज़े किराम है दौर तबलीग के काम करने वाले हैं ए अल्लाह उनके तमाम आमाल सालिहा को उनके माँ बाप के लिए जो दुनिया से रुखसत हो गए, उनके रिश्तेदारों के लिए जो दुनिया से तशरीफ ले गए आखिर की तरफ ए अल्लाह उन तमाम नेक कामों को उनके लिए सदका जारिया बनाइए। ए अल्लाह सदका जारिया बनाइए। या रहमान रहीमीन या रहमान रहीमीन खैर व आफियत का मामला फरमा। ए अल्लाह जितने दुनिया से रुखसत हो गए अल्लाह उनकी बाल बाल मगफिरत फरमा, जिनके माँ बाप हयात है उनकी खिदमत करके जन्नत का मुस्तहिक तेरी रजा हासिल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, और जिनके माँ बाप दुनिया से रुखसत हो गए हैं अल्लाह उनकी बाल बाल मगफिरत फरमा। ए अल्लाह हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने भलाई की लाइन की जितनी दुआएँ मांगी है वो सारी भलाइयाँ हमें मौजूदा मजलिस वालों को और क़यामत तक आने वाली इंसानियत को अता फरमा। हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जिन जिन बुराइयों से पनाह मांगी है हमें और मौजूदा जो मजलिस है उनको और क़यामत तक आने वाली इंसानियत को अल्लाह पनाह नसीब फरमा। या रहमान रहीम दीन की मजालिस में बार बार बैठने की और फ़ायदा हासिल करने की ये अल्लाह तौफीक नसीब फरमा। ये अल्लाह हमारी इस दुआ को हुजूर पाक सहाबा किराम के दुफ़ैल में असाए बदरीन के दुफ़ैल में जितने भी आपके नेक बंदे जहाँ कहीं दुनिया के जिस कोने मौजूद है उनके दुफ़ैल में अल्लाह हमारी दुआ को कबूल फरमा। सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला खैर खल्क़ी मुहम्मद व अला आलिही व सहबी अजमईन बिरहमतिक या अरहमर रहीम।